Watson Hall presents.
You're go for APU shutdown on time.
You're go for deploy.
300 AD, I am.
Recommend a vector transfer to the BFS.
Roger the problem.
Yeah, what I would note is that we do have some admin to do, so if you want to get started on that...
Why not indeed?
Because, okay, so for John, add one to the number that I'm just about to say, but we're shifting forward from... let me just get these... Having actually worked out the numbers on this, I don't want to tell you a wrong number. Yeah, so we will be going from 11 months into the voyage, which is where we were last time, to a year and 8 months.
Ooh. So I'm a year and 9 months into it then.
Well, no, I mean everybody else is 5 improvement stages to get to do, and then you're at 6 because you missed the one last time.
Okay, 6 improvement stages.
So Okay. Just as a reminder, one improvement thing gets you a skill at 0, or a 0 to 1, or 2 stages will get you a 1 to a 2, and so on.
So I was training in Persuade, I've got written down here.
That I have done on the sheet here.
So would that mean I've got it at 0?
Yes.
But I've also got Jack of All Trades. Oh, I don't follow this anyway. Okay, so I'm getting that out. And then, due to the time elapsed, are we basically just picking, you know, writing down the numbers for whatever else we would have been training in?
Yeah, so in your case, you'll get the previous thing, which you now have.
Yep.
Four improvements that will actually take effect straight away, and one more that will go to your next training period.
Okay, and you said it was 6, so where's the other one? Was that the one that I've just done?
Sorry, add one to that. Yeah, so you get your previous one, that you've already had decided on.
Hello.
So you were doing Persuade.
If you were getting one.
Hello.
Okay, there's now two Johns. That's always a bonus.
Hello.
Hello.
If you were getting one, yes. then you would get the thing you had previously been improving, and you would pick a thing that you would improve next time.
Right.
So what you are getting is 6 actual improvements. And okay. you will need to pick the one to do next time as well.
Yes, okay. Maybe I'm following that. Let me have a look. I'm going to train in diplomacy, I think. Mostly for a laugh. So, one of them goes on that. One of them goes on the one I've just had, so that leaves me 4 that I then just add into other things for the meantime. I think that's right.
I had this all worked out in my head, and now I've become confused.
I'm so sorry, my head has not worked out at the best of times. Right, so I probably need to look up the rule book.
So... you're getting a total of 6 thingies.
That's 6 improvement stage. Periods.
Of which one you don't get yet, but you're working on at the end of all this.
Yep.
The other 5 you can take as improvements now. Plus the persuade, which I've already taken into account.
Right. So the diplomat and the persuade. So I get 5 more. So I'm not adding 1 to anything. Right. Okay. Gotcha. Brilliant. So I've got 5. So I just need to find where I've put the rule book, which I think is down here. Put on, and then I can look up the skills.
So who else wants to do stuff?
So I was on mechanic 0 going to mechanic 1.
Yep, that's done. And then you were training into recon, weren't you?
And then I'd gone to, yeah. That's right, because I've actually, I'm a thing behind. No. Yeah, so recon was going from 1 to 2.
Yep, so the first one that gets resolved is halfway there, and then you'll need to put another of your new 5 into it to get it to 2.
Yeah. Okay, so that goes to 2. And then that leaves me with 4.
Yeah.
So let's do the same with stealth, which takes another 2.
Mm-hmm.
So that stealth goes to 2 as well.
Yep.
And that leaves me with 2.
Yep.
And so let's do the same with explosives.
So, okay.
So recon, stealth, and explosive are now all level 2 for me.
So final thing is to pick a thing that you're training in from now onwards.
So tempted to choose Carews.
Why not?
Let's actually go for Blade and take Blade 0 to Blade 1.
Okay.
I'm thinking that I might actually need to have some of this hand-to-hand malarkey after all.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Felix?
But I was training vac suit from 1 to 2.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe that eats up the... Were we halfway there? Or is this the end of the first...
I think you'd already accumulated 1 in that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you were the same as me, because I'd done the same with recon.
Oh, in that case, yeah. Mark, you're getting an extra 1, because I screwed you out of a point there.
Did you? Oh, okay. I'm happy to...
Okay.
No, you're right. I think I'd started doing recon.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'd prefer let's keep me point neutral at the moment.
So. Okay.
So I finished getting back suits, and then I have 4 improvements.
5
more improvements. Okay.
Yeah.
Try to think what has been useful. What have I been doing? I think I will improve my athletics to 1.
Running away.
Which athletics is it, by the way?
I've got to choose an athletics.
Strength, dex, or end.
Let's go for... as I recall, I'm bad at all of these things. I'm good at endurance, so let's improve my... Let's improve my... Strength athletics, okay. And since that's my weakest point, that seems logical.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 1, okay. And then I have 4. Let's take electronics computers to 2. So that's 2 of them, and I've got 2 more. And Let's improve my pilot spacecraft to 1. Since it is currently at 0.
Mm-hmm.
And let's do some mechanic one. That sounds okay. Useful.
So the last thing is, what's the new one you want to be training in?
Do you want to teach me how to fight things?
So I can teach you blade.
Sure. I will be getting some training with Jethro.
Okay.
Actually, wait. I will be terrible in melee. That will be a really bad idea.
Well, you can.
Would you like me to teach you how to shoot something?
Yes, let's do that.
Would you like it to be gun or energy?
I've got gun combat slug at 0, so let's go with trying to improve that.
That sounds good.
Does anybody know where the skills are?
There is no master skills list except for the PDF that I generated. I will find that and send you a link.
Amazing. No, it's all right. I was thinking there might be a description of exactly what the different things are. So it's not just me. There really is not.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Well, there's the paragraph by paragraph description of what they are in the main traveller rulebook.
You have to trawl. Yeah.
Well, you've got to go through not the 2300. Right, they don't regard it as a separate game. Okay.
Yeah, 2300 is basically a modification of the main traveller rules.
Okay, so
this is the classic where you have 5 books open on the table as you play.
Skills, right? Okay.
If I can find it.
Okay, I've got the list in the main rule book then. So it was 1. Point gets you 0. Was it another 2 to get 1?
No, just another 1.
Another 1 to get 1. And then another 1 to get 2.
Yeah. Another 2. Once you've got a 0,
yep.
Then going up 1 level costs you the level you're going to.
Excellent. But it's that tricky 0, isn't it?
Yeah.
Andy,
how long have you been working?
So in my mind, after the most recent set of alien encounters, Jethro has basically gone, I can't deal with spending all my time around people who have no idea how to defend themselves. And is putting Felix, who is probably easier to handle than Radish, through some basic training.
Lesson 1. This is your fist.
I've got that. I've got unarmed at 0.
I've just put up the link to the page with the rule books, but also my skills list.
Thank you.
Which is just this convenient single page thing.
It is handy.
I still have not done the thing I keep promising to do, which is write a short description of what each of the sciences does by somebody who has a vague understanding of what sciences are. Unlike, sadly, the main rulebook authors.
Rulebook authors would never write about something they can't define properly, Roger. I don't know what you're...
I mean,
who would do such a thing?
I say this as someone who likes defining the minutiae of how an FTL drive behaves, so, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'm still vaguely aggrieved at... physiology in GURPS.
Mm. Are you?
It's Why anatomy! Was... It's anatomy! What you describe is anatomy!
Never have a look at the Tritac skill list, that's all I can suggest.
Yeah.
The only version of that I saw was the one in Stalking the Light Fantastic. And
it's a good example.
The only bit of it I remember is that there were basically 3 lists, and I think it was basically military skills, civilian skills, and something else. Yeah. And which you got
criminal,
to pick,
I think.
Could well be. And which you got to pick from depended on which career you've been in before you got recruited to fight creatures of the night and so on. And the only skill that appeared on all three lists was evidence dispersal.
I think you also get more points the older you are, but there is no upper limit.
Sorry, I'm just remembering now Paul's 90-year-old accountant in Two-Headed Serpent.
God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was springing around hitting people with a slide rule.
Yeah, there were no rules for aging in that particular rule set.
Won't get away with that in GURPS and Hero.
I mean...
Well, subject to GM approval.
In
Hero, anyway. As they always say, what's the rule for this? And the answer from a Hero player is, well, that's a GM call.
Mm-hmm.
Ocean ships.
I don't want to...
Not so helpful, perhaps.
Guide your choices or anything. But I will point out...
I'm just looking at what we're missing.
That Jack of all trades has been awfully useful so far.
That what, sorry?
Jack of all trades.
I have Jack of all trades at level 1.
It can go up to level 3.
Are you allowed to train it? You said we weren't... In fact, I asked last time, I do believe, said, no!
Fair enough. I will begin.
Do you have it?
Do you have it? I've got Jack of all trades at level 1.
Oh. Just make it take a long time. It's fine.
I'm thinking perhaps I ought to get
basically a bank
double
skill.
Improvements or something.
Electronics computers maybe instead of diplomat.
I have electronics computers if that helps.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah.
I've got remote ops.
So don't feel like you have to. I've got it at 2.
Yeah, I was just thinking that we seem to be a bit low on kind of engineering and computing skills, then they keep coming up.
Mm.
Civil engineering, that's setting my sights high, isn't it? We're going to be staying around here for a while?
Yeah. Uncivil engineering now.
Yeah, though I still think I prefer my remove ops, which is basically what I accidentally put down.
That's surgery, isn't it?
Wow. Yeah, I managed to give at least one of you an endurance of 78, thanks to a misprint, so.
I'll take it, I don't mind.
This reminds me, which is the spell that has 69 prerequisites?
In what?
I'm guessing it's 16.
Yeah, it's one of the, they may have, this may be a corrected version, but. No, I'm wrong. 350. Shape Darkness, the hardest ritual spell magic.
It strikes me that nobody's going to get the chance to actually use that. I mean, are they really?
Mm-hmm. Actual number of prerequisites? 3.
But then in turn they have others.
Right.
I mean, the amount of work, was it you and John that did the updated prerequisite count?
No, this was me and the other playtesters on GURPS Thaumatology.
Yeah, because that was some stalwart work.
Basically, we did it a whole bunch of times.
Who was it who did the...
And eventually the numbers stopped changing.
Who does the official GURPS character generator now?
It's still Armin.
Armin, yeah. Right. I still remember him because he was my hero. Because basically, he was the one who worked out that you could have cascading defaults,
which you're really not supposed to. But
well, no. This is back in third edition days, and there was no, you're not supposed
right.
to. You could have cascade, 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 cascade. And he pointed that out, and everyone went, oh, we never thought of that. And also, because he was working stuff out, and Sean was there going, hang on. Bugger. I did that the wrong way round. You're right.
Hello, Nick.
Welcome.
Hey, all.
Who is that suave, debonair young man who has just gotten rescued his girlfriend from
A damsel in distress.
A damsel in distress. You've got to go, nice t-shirt.
You've got to
go full screen. Hang on.
Yeah, oh, let me open up the...
You've got to look at it.
Oh, very nice. Look at this.
With a man with a kilt.
I will take donations to charity to wear this at Tabletop Scotland next month.
You may get that stitched, as I believe is the vernacular.
Oh, no. I will not be stitched up real neat, because I shall be in Edinburgh, not in Glasgow.
Oh, yes.
I shall instead be run over by a Harley Davidson.
Vital well, the, to get the, these things right, isn't it?
The email I was popping off was to decline writing the book that I've been procrastinating on for over a year.
Oh, really?
Just, funnily enough, not interested not in working. Revisiting that part of my life, and it's put me off writing anything else.
Oh, is this the It Couldn't Happen to a Vet Part 2?
Well, sort of. It's like a case-based study of practice.
You should get a different character. Yvette's been through enough.
Yeah. Poor Yvette. We used to have a nurse in practice called Yvette. It got very confusing. Oh,
I'd like to speak to Yvette. Yeah, I can see.
Yeah.
I did know someone who took a post with a voluntary organisation on the basis that he would get help from SEMA, the Management Accountants Group. No, this was actually a woman called SEMA who worked for them. Nick, we are doing record keeping because we are shifting forwards in time. Wibbly wibbly.
Think of all the workshops you've sat through, Guy.
From about 11 months, which is where the last session ended, to a year and 8 months of mission elapsed time.
Wow.
So you have an additional 5 improvements.
Five.
Do you know what? I must have had plenty of time.
And, to be fair, your endurance and just Dr. Radice's endurance has gone up by a D6 purely and simply because he has been punched repeatedly so many times.
Can I take a rank in dodge?
I noticed that is that a particular thing as described by Ian Rankin or something? you're quite an emphatic Radish this week.
I am. I've reached the stage of fame where I don't need anything else. I'm basically like Madonna.
Radish.
What, fall downstairs and things?
No.
See, now, I also have the Dead Ringers, you know, where they're doing the different scents. Radish.
I had to stop watching Dead Ringers because it all just sounded like John Coleshaw doing a lisp. And the only one he could do
is Tom Baker.
Sorry, John, it's Tom Baker. And then all the rest was just him with a lisp. And so I struggled.
Yeah, no, if you listen to it, it's better.
Oh, I did.
So you could probably be every type of doctor by this point.
I think I can be. Or can I put a 1 up to a 2 as some of my...
So a new skill at 0 or a 0 to 1 takes 1 point. 1 to 2 takes 2 points. 2 to 3 takes 3 points and so on.
I'm guessing Jack of All Trades is not one that we can
put. I'm still thinking about that.
Okay. I won't. Anyway.
If you'd arrived earlier, before somebody opened the big mouth, yes, you would have been able to do that.
It might end up being double cost or something like that, because it certainly is very useful.
Yeah, I'm happy for it not to be. Oh, what is that? What is that mask?
That is a repeater session IPA. You missed, I'm afraid.
Say it again.
A repeater session IPA, which is a Full Circle Brew Co. But you missed the hoop. The hoop.
I'm on Hazy Jane because it's very cheap at Tesco currently.
Well.
And I like a Hazy Reaper.
I'm sure she is.
Oh. So, Nick, I hear you're in the market for things to write.
I'm sorry, I got booted out. And it said something went wrong with this web page.
Bailing the moment that Shim offered you a job.
I didn't know Shim had offered me a job, but I'll take it.
Yeah,
by the way, if you fired up your Audacity, did I miss that?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I haven't done the tone, but I'm not sure how well that's working for Roger.
Don't worry about it. It's most useful if it's near the beginning of your recording anyway.
I can only apologise.
Shameful, shameful.
That is literally
all. Yeah. For you, Nick.
Very good. Well done.
No, no. It gets worse. This is specifically for you. Now, how do I stop sharing like that?
If only there was some way to combine those two things.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, I will be requesting your assistance.
Yeah, I'm happy to.
So have we got the facilities on board for any cybernetic and personal augmentations?
I know cybernetics.
So know that.
I just learned it from a book. I will get robotic.
And poking around with somebody's ear robotic. And somebody's eye.
I've got astronomy.
You've got seagulls, apparently.
That's not me. Weirdly.
It's certainly not here.
It's not me.
Psionicology would be pointless.
Doesn't exist in this
world,
setting anyway.
Wouldn't it? Yeah. Sophontology. There's a lot of crossover between these.
Yes. As I was saying earlier, I am at some point going to write a list from a position of somebody who actually knows sciences a bit.
Yeah. I think I've got a pretty broad spread with what I've got.
I can tell you what chemistry does.
I can tell you what biology does. Maybe I will put medicine up a bit then. So I can be that sort of doctor. But I'm coming at it from a position of pure science. Right, medic 2, so that's 2 of my improvements. Did you say 5, Roger?
Yes.
Fucking hell.
So medic from nothing at all to...
I've got medic 1.
I'm just looking at the wrong window. 1 to 2 is 2 points.
So that's 3 of my points, and then I've got 2 left. I've added genetics 1, which is what I was studying.
Yep.
And then I haven't taken any more sciences because there's a significant crossover with all the others, as far as I can see. So then I've taken medic up to 2. So that's 3 of my points.
Well, no, the one you were already studying, you don't have to pay for again.
Okay, so I've still got...
4.
Because medic cost me 2 points, didn't it? Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, so I've got... 3 left, not 3 spent. Okay. I will put... What's 2 to 3 cost?
3.
Fair enough. So basically whatever it is going to.
Yeah.
What about engineer? What, has anyone taken any more engineering?
Well, we were discussing it. I almost went for civil engineer, but I decided against it in the end.
As you aren't civil. Did anyone take any engineering then?
I don't believe so.
I talked out of it.
I've got power.
What level? 1.
1.
So we've all got, a number of us have got comms. Oh, that isn't even in engineering. How have we got engineer comms when it's not even on the list?
On the sheet I have for you here, it's electronics comms.
Oh yeah, electronics, that's why. Okay, fair enough. I've got engineer life support. The others look too.
And look what a great job that did for you.
Electronics computers. I'm going to take that. Has anyone got electronics computers?
Shim. No. Just Shim, yes. Yeah. That's why I didn't take it. Shim's got it.
I've got it at 2.
Okay.
I've got remote ops, which I probably should actually push up. I increased my recon, my stealth, and my explosives.
In that case, I've put medic up to 2.
Mm-hmm.
And my mechanic.
Investigate, I could put that up, or I could just put one of my sciences up a bit more.
Mechanic was done before, though.
Tic-tacs, streetwise, stealth. I'm going to just kind of go full medic and go up to 3, as we haven't got a medic on the team particularly, and that'll cost all the rest of my points.
Okay, and could you just designate what you're learning next?
Oh, bloody hell. I'm always reading about sciences. I will learn deception. Or will I? That's unhelpful when I do that when I'm talking. I do apologise. Oh, I'm going to put vac suit up. Am I? No, boring. Boring. Profession.
Boring, but writing. Remarkably life-sustaining.
That seems too me. I don't think I'd read a book about how to put a vac suit.
I mean, there is a certain amount of virtual reality training and so on as well. I think Streetwise might be pushing it a bit, but otherwise.
I'm going to put my robotics is what
I'm happy to teach you more about vac suits.
Go on then, I'll be training vac suits whenever I get a moment with Jethro. Okay, done, finished.
Okay.
To be fair, that character.
To be fair, Jethro is learning is improving his blades. So I feel
I don't understand why we have to train them together. I can imagine myself spinning slowly in space in a vac suit while you throw knives at me.
Yes, actually, so can I.
I frequently do. Maybe I should have taken psychoanalysis. Right.
Tell me about your mother.
Was I the only one who found that quite sexy?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, fair enough. Yeah,
yeah. Okay, I've just emailed new sheets.
Ooh, oh, thank you, Roger.
That is absolutely brilliant. Thank you very much, mate.
Okay. Sorry about the delay, but the radish is ready.
Yeah, sorry, I was just looking to see if I could stick anything else into my body.
Remember, what a radish you are.
Would that like to come after a radish?
Anyway.
Well, yes.
I am that sort of doctor. Finally.
So the other consideration is what have you been doing in this 9 months of? I mean, there have been occasional planet side trips, but.
Well, this is why I was thinking a lot of recreational surgery. It just depends if we've got any facilities.
Those two words go together.
There's a lot that they can do with modern technology, even though some of this technology, a bit like the computers in Traveller, isn't as good as we've got now.
Recreational surgery. I'm going to put that on my CV under hobbies.
Or put recreational surgeon. That would make them even is more concerned.
Is that more? Is it recrereational surgery vivisection?
No.
Well, that's surgery without anesthetic.
Try recreational surgeon brackets Brazil close brackets and see if anybody comments.
Is this more or less creepy than recreational anesthesia?
Depends if it's.
It's actually less creepy, weirdly.
Yeah.
I think if you put recreational French surgery, it gives it a certain.
Well, we've
je ne sais
before.
Pas.
French in front of anything just makes it sound filthy.
It does really, doesn't it? Yeah. Okay, well, Dr. Radish for the last year
French
has mainly
Radish.
Been working on the novel. Not the novel, the memoir, the official memoir. Well, a couple
the
of things.
French
sort of a
memoir.
A yearbook. You know, a coffee table edition of his memoirs.
Table.
So he's taking a lot of photographs. And French photographs. God, that does sound good.
Does, you see? So, could I have
you
your
dirty, dirty boy.
Ooh, art writing role. Okay. Write me like one of your French books. My art writing is not bad. It's 2. And what did you say? Art?
Yeah, art writing is the skill, and you can add int.
Yes. You sure? Very educated.
I am damning this IPA with faint praise, but it's better than neck oil.
I love a bit of neck oil.
Oh, God.
Even with my not particularly towering intellect, I've rolled an 8 and add 2 to it for a 10.
Okay, yep. That's a pretty decent book.
I'm pretty happy with it.
It contains many words, several of them in the right order.
I wrote many words. The other thing I'll be doing, of course, is organising quiz nights, bingo, therapy sessions. I'm not qualified in therapy, but I'm hoping to learn during the time.
Not to mention playing with your giant amoeba.
Playing with my giant amoeba. So I'm pretty busy. A year really isn't long enough for me.
It's animals handling, presumably.
It's stretching it a bit, isn't it?
Oh, it's an amoeba.
And compressing it later on.
Well, it doesn't seem to respond well to training, though that possibly could be because you have no experience at all in animal training.
I'll do the maze thing, see if we can slime mould its way through it.
Yes, it goes through all channels simultaneously.
Well, okay, that's joins up cheating, again on the other side. But fair enough. Yeah, okay, I should have thought of that, but yeah. Okay. Anyway, that's the radishes year. A year in radish.
It's not as catchy as a year in Baltar's hair.
I think, as I said, Felix has been getting trained up a bit by Jethro for them, slightly better at the more physical side of things. So, you know, trying to get fitter. Mm-hmm. He's very fit, but he's weedy. So he's been, you know, largely unsuccessfully trying to build up some muscle and conserve the muscle he has got. He will have been writing up the stuff that they've been doing, but as a former scout, it will not really be readable sort of things so much as logs of as much as he can remember of what happened.
It would quite possibly be admin rather than writing that you're using to do this.
That sort of thing, yeah. So just to make sure they've got as detailed a record as possible of what happened.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine that's part of their duties anyway.
Yeah.
When they've got downtime.
So I'm just remembering many years ago a traveller type campaign. The players, the PCs were space scouts. They gradually noticed after several adventures that the ones who were getting the highest bonuses were the ones with the highest admin skill for writing the reports.
Yes. And,
well, is there anything more traveller than the fact that the adventure in the book, the traveller book, is called Exit Visa, and it's about trying to get the right paperwork?
I remember running Zealand Mine. it's an entire chapter of a multi-chapter adventure in which you are navigating a bureaucracy.
Space accountants.
Always goes so well. Laser designator sites.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Jethro? What are you doing?
If I say that I've upped my recon, my stealth, and my explosives, and Dr. Radish is still alive,
and you've had some nice, friendly, informal chats with the ship's medics.
Mm-hmm.
just checking in, you know.
How was that not unattractive young lady getting on?
You mean what's her face from the?
You must have blown her name by now, mate.
I can't remember.
You've had a year.
That was a year ago.
She was the French
computer officer.
Computer officer.
I barely knew her.
Nicole
Saint-Nicolas. I have no idea. How was I? How did I do with Mademoiselle?
Now, is this is tricky. Is this carousing, deception, or administration?
Well, sure.
He's a military man. It's obviously logistics.
what is my... Yeah. Surely it's leadership.
It's that sort of thing.
If you're into that sort of thing. Do you have carouse?
I do have carouse.
Well, let's have a roll on that.
We're good at carouse.
There's a mostly knit roll, but the carouse will help.
Oh, it's okay. Fair enough. So, okay. Oh. Oh, it's not bad. Including the int is 8.
Okay. I mean, she's not opposed to the idea, but...
Sounds brilliant.
At the very least, taking it slow.
If anyone finds out, you're dead.
It's more taking it slow. I mean, there isn't a formal prohibition on relationships because that would be just stupid. But you are both aware that you've got at least another couple of years in this tin can.
Yeah, I'm very happy.
So if things go wrong, they could go very wrong.
Yeah, I'm very happy.
That doesn't usually stop it.
Yeah. No, in fact, in some ways, I think Jethro would be quite relaxed at taking it slow and bits and pieces. I mean, you know, he's as an ex-Marine, he's very, you know, he didn't expect to get this far.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't, and definitely didn't expect to get this far alive. And also without most of his body being replaced by metalwork. So from his point of view, he's just quite literally along for the ride. You know, so taking it slow and taking it easy with somebody who he actually enjoys her company. Yeah, good.
Mm. Yeah. Also, do you have a feeling for how tall Dressro is?
A sheer dwarf, we haven't noticed.
With or without the battle suit. Does he ever take it off?
So not in his battle suit. So we'll never know.
So he's got strength A, but he's a new Cornwall is a gravity of 1.05. So
you might be a little on the shorter side, but not much, if anything.
Yeah, he's probably around the sort
short and stocky.
Well, he's probably more around the 6 foot mark. Purely and simply, I'm kind of going down the GURPS thing here, where the stronger you are, the taller you are.
Yeah, roll for it like tunnels.
But also, cars. You know, he has had a successful career as a Marine, which
yeah.
suggests it, I mean, it's not impossible, but it suggests he's not on the tiny side.
No.
The reason I mention this is Nicole is just over 6 foot.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So. let's have us both basically, in our socks, we are the same height.
Although how only your socks.
How they get the two of them in the one pair of socks is a question.
Wow, it's reserved for the Patreon feed.
Well, you make a towering couple. You on one side, him on the other. Slapping at the bottom of a bloody well.
Oh, dear.
Okay,
sorry, can I just check? So can yeah. I just get a few things installed, you know, subdermal computer, that kind of stuff? Would you say?
Well, I mean, it should...
Shall I roll my cybernetics?
It shouldn't be impossible. That's just, it's not so much cybernetics as medics to do the actual installation, but you would need to fab the components first, and that would certainly come under cybernetics.
We've got time.
Let's just have a look.
Mason, let me talk to you about your mental self thing. You are letting Dr. Radish design components.
I just volunteered. He doesn't have to.
Nothing to do with Dr. Radish, and I could have had them designed by a cloud-based supercomputer, but oh no. No, we weren't allowed to bring that particular...
Time bomb of information for the end of humanity.
No, you get something useful out of it first.
Okay, well, nobody in the official crew roster has science cybernetics. So it's going to be... So, Dr. Radish, you're going to have to fab up the components.
Unbelievable. Go on, then.
Okay, what would you like?
Well, I would need a subderma comp, because that's what's required to power the AR rig.
Scribble, scribble, scribble. Is that it?
Was there anything else I can probably do without? Well, if I get the transdermal link, that means that I can get some.
I fully expecting you to ask for a cybernetic penis, so I'll just let me just.
I don't know if you've seen the cybernetic section, but it really isn't like we're playing cyberpunk. You know, it's I've got things like a small microphone radio implanted in my head.
I love that. I could see you coming out of surgery with some duct tape.
Robert's radio and turn the dial. Trouble is, I can't see what frequency I'm turning it to.
Okay, I'll have a go. I mean, there must be some... If that is a thing that exists...
Well, of course it exists.
I also know genetics and a bit of immunology.
You're not dealing with the genetic enhancements, thank you kindly.
Well, the medic
is
really to avoid...
that, really.
Yeah. Arguably. I just have the feeling that Radish would try anyway. So, okay. Yeah, we're talking mainly the subdermacomp and the AR rig, because then I can connect that to other things, you see.
I think at this point, Felix and I are looking at each other with more than a slight amount of horror.
So I could be designing that. I already knew the cybernetics. The medic, I only
It isn't really a matter of designing.
I'm sure we've got some.
It's just making sure it's all okay. And
you've got templates. You will need to direct the fabricators.
Is there anything on Makerverse?
Mark, is that deliberately of silent or?
Yes, I was deliberately
just
not
checking.
He is making things for him. What the fuck?
I am that sort of doctor. Hello.
Well, we're going to find that out, aren't we?
Yeah. Okay, what shall I roll for the...
Okay,
making the thing or...
Yeah, well, I mean, you have an approximate blueprint, but you're needing to basically ride hurdle on the fabricator, make sure that it's in spec and so on. I think that would be cybernetics with, or Indoor Ed, your choice.
Thank you, I will read a book.
You've already read the book.
I'll keep reading the book until I get it right. Plus 3 onto my roll of 8 again. That is an 11.
Okay. You have a subdermacomp fabricated.
Right.
Shall
Felix,
I do it again for the
Felix, the yep. idea with the gun is that basically if you see Radish coming towards you, you shoot him and shoot him and shoot him, you know, especially if he's trying to basically fit you everything cybernetic.
Ooh, is
for the AR rig, I've rolled my third 8 in a row, which gives me another 11.
Okay. I'm just noticing where it says, in most cases, installation of these modifications should be automatic, unless they're done under stress in the field. A full surgical suite can replace an automate in any of the skill checks. You have a full surgical suite.
Uh-huh.
You probably have to fight with the ship's chief medic to get used to it. But
yeah, come on. I mean, this is a matter of I'm an agent, aren't I? I'm in secretive stuff.
Valued red shirt.
No, not that kind of agent. I'm the sneaky kind of agent.
Ooh, combat implant.
Yeah, I've been looking at that one.
gives you tough and fast metabolism.
Well, can I say this kind of project is what stimulates me into learning more medic for the whole trip, in that I want to make sure I get it right.
I think I would like a medic role, but you do have the automated systems to help you.
So I've spent 1 month undergoing some surgery from Dr. Radish, and the rest of the time I've been in emergency recovery.
I've made some very good cybernetic implants.
The actual surgery only took about half an hour. The rest of it was recovery.
I do some very good surgical recovery workshops.
I'm going to skip for the...
Hi, Mason! Look what I've made for you now. Don't worry, you won't feel a thing. Okay.
Because I'm taking out your nerve responses.
Now, am I using my intellect or my education?
I think
or dexterity. Okay. I'm plus 3 because I'm quite a good medic now. Oh! Jurassic Park. That will be a double 6 with a plus 3 on top of it will be a 15.
Mm-hmm.
So you haven't accidentally grafted it to yourself.
That, my friend, is a very impressive surgical procedure that I have performed.
Mason has no additional scars. He may have lost some somewhere along the way.
So they're mostly on my back, these anyway.
I put that missing kidney back while I was there, and you now have an appendix again.
Whether you wanted it or not.
But it was taken out especially before the mission.
It's supposed to go to, in the ear here? What have you done?
What have you had installed, Mason?
Basically, the Subdermicom, which can take computer programs. It's a computer 3, which I think makes it considerably more powerful than the one my scout ship used to have when I used to play Traveller.
It is a different scale.
We've all got phones that work better than the Apollo missions, so it's basically the same thing.
Yeah, but the Apollo mission isn't set in the future, is it? Anyway, so I got that, and then the augmented reality rig, which can do things like put up Google Maps on my eye.
Oh, you did pay for the premium subscription, didn't you? Because there's going to be a lot of adverts.
hang on, I can't skip this. Wait for it. the most immediately useful thing I can do with it is I bought a video sight for my pistol. Mm-hmm. And because that can connect through to the AR rig, it means that I can look around corners with the sight. Mm. Mm. And then shoot people.
Yep.
Doesn't seem to give me any sort of bonus, but it does. Doesn't say anything.
Imaging sight gives you a +1, I think, to hit. Maybe even +2.
Really? Yeah, it flags up a little thing that highlights kneecaps for you.
Yeah, you know, I shouldn't have. The kneecap, it was all the smoke screen, but you've really fixated on it.
We have. Basically, we call you kneecap now.
Yeah. Flanderization, isn't it?
That strikes me as a very, very poor idea. Somebody who you think goes for folks' kneecaps and you mock him.
Because you're like, it's a cool mafia-style nickname, like Johnny Two Knees.
Thanks for that incident.
Johnny Two Knees.
But thanks for that incident with the pressure door, my knees are made entirely of tin.
Now, what you want is a suit made of ablative kneecaps.
Weapon add-on.
It's like a peacock's tail
of kneecaps.
Yeah.
A bayonet, a suppressor sight.
He's just paralysed by choice.
So I've got an imaging sight.
And by the kneecaps.
Yeah, it just says it allows to shoot around corners, use weapon as a periscope.
No, it gives you a bonus to hit as well.
Any idea where that is listed? I'm looking at the listing forum. Oh, well, I'll dig through. I don't want to hold us up, so I'll dig through and see if I can find it. Let me check the... there's probably a table somewhere.
Doubtless. Anyway.
It might be actually on the table bit beside it, actually.
There isn't a table beside it, is there?
It's definitely not under imaging sight in book one, but anyway.
Okay, well, if we find that at any point... that's fine. Don't worry about it.
I think it's a +1, but I can't remember. Now you're saying that, I've now got to find the blessed thing just to say.
I suppose it might be in the original rulebook.
Ah, no, here's the thing. It links to your HUD, and the HUD gives you the +1.
Ah, that's it, yes. Because it links to your cyber eye, your cyber eye is acting as a HUD.
Okay.
Yeah. So basically, what it is as you're pointing the gun, you can see exactly what the gun is pointing at, quite literally up to and including round corners and
the HUD software probably does compensation for bullet drop with range and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway,
not very useful of it.
So
thank you.
You've been out more than a year at this point, and. There's a routine rendezvous in a brown dwarf system. Anton Dorn has been scouting on ahead, and the rest of the flotilla is catching up. And yeah, brown dwarfs are not terribly interesting from the point of view of most astronomers. You know, they basically were never quite a star.
Right.
It's somewhere in that fuzzy area between great big gas giant and really tiny star. But, you know, it's about, you know, 600 kelvins total temperature, which is trivial. They are useful, though, because they are massive enough that you can discharge a stutter warp while orbiting them. and they tend to be out in the middle of space rather than in a planetary system.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, there are navigation projects that are specifically dedicated to mapping all these things to try to improve trade routes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
It's a weird sort of star. It has a sort of dim magenta glow that gets a bit disconcerting if you try to do anything by it. Huge cloud systems moving in its upper atmosphere. Mm. Also some tiny little planetoids around it. Couple of asteroid belts. The astrophysics and planetology staff are talking astrophysics and planetology.
Mm-hmm.
And hang on a minute. That's a bright spot there. So this is on planet D, as in the fourth one out. It's maybe about the size of Europa. It's basically an ice ball. But there is a visual and thermal bright spot.
Huh. How big?
Small. But, alright, but on the scale of a moon, that doesn't tell you much.
Yeah.
Meters, tens of meters, maybe.
Okay, so not like a city or anything.
Who's discovered this?
Well, whoever was running the telescope data, but this rapidly becomes currency across the ship. Well, ships, I should say.
I mean, we should. How long are we set to hang around here?
Well, there's no immediate time constraint.
We should go and have a look.
Not if the star's going to flare or anything.
Yeah, might be.
Of course not.
Might be something interesting. Might, you know, even if it's just some kind of, you know, reaction, might still be something mildly interesting.
Well, it's a sodding cold planet. About 60 kelvins.
Ooh.
So when I say the surface is icy, that is ice in the broad sense of the term, which includes, you know, carbon dioxide and oxygen.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Most things will be ice on there. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very chaotic terrain.
How hot is the? Surely we must get some thermal readings. How hot?
Yeah,
is
it's maybe 20 degrees hotter.
Okay. So it's mainly visible light it's giving off.
Radar mapping. Yeah, let's have an electronic sensors.
I've got sensors, if that's of any use.
Please, yeah.
With int.
With int, so my int adds a plus one, surprisingly, that makes it 10.
Okay.
Who are you and what have you done with John's character?
Right, so you've got multiple radar returns. One of which is probably the face of the glacier that this seems to be embedded in. And slightly further away than that, there are several weaker returns that could be structures within it.
Oh. I shall report this.
Is Dr. Radish a planetology sort of doctor?
Astronomy?
Not really.
Not astrology.
I'm going to be so disappointed if astrology is actually on this skill list.
I very nearly picked planetology, but...
You could probably take it as an art.
Yes, yeah, it's a sub-skill
not,
deception.
Not especially. particularly. I'm not a specialist.
What the planetology department is saying is this looks as if this glacier seems to have flowed down and run into another ice sheet and then stopped, presumably because the planet was gradually getting colder over an extremely long period. But, yeah, this is definitely of the let us send an expedition to it.
Any sort of... So, with the energy signature that it's giving off, any form of any artificial bits and pieces, any sort of message encoded or anything like that?
It seems to be quite steady.
Fair enough.
Which suggests either a, which suggests it's either a steady artificial light or a surprisingly steady natural process. Both interesting.
There's plenty of natural processes that could do that.
Yeah, but you'd expect a certain degree of flicker, you know.
Any radiation?
No. Okay. Looking around the terrain, this starts to look quite challenging because basically this is all chaotic ice sheets, very, very jumbled terrain. There are places you could put a lander down, but not immediately nearby.
Mm-hmm.
You do have some vehicles, but some of the terrain, I mean, you could get some of the way in vehicles, but it looks as if some of the terrain really would not be up to.
We don't have an aircraft.
No gravitics in this setting.
No.
You have several hovercraft, which are obviously completely useless.
We also have a nutter of a pilot who is an ex-marine pilot, I seem to remember.
Peloton Rapide Descente, yes.
Yeah.
Your previous crush before you met Nicole.
Yeah. That's really your way through the lot, right?
Yeah, well.
He's got a type.
Female.
Yeah. I'm just thinking that if she brought the craft in sort of engines with a retro burn,
it will
tend to smooth everything out, shall we say,
including the thing area. We're trying to
well no
at.
You go far enough away that you're not actually going to your thermal thing won't affect that
potential problem. Some of these things are actually rock, and it's kind of hard to tell which they are in advance.
So we would need to drop some sort of device to have that effect rather than relying on the engines.
Ah, yes, we appear to have discovered a new life form, but it's entirely melted.
Do we have a sense
we dropped
of...
a nuclear bomb on it.
Is the weather on this ice baldy, as I'm calling it now?
No, there is
I'm dreaming of a white
very house. Minimal tectonic activity, but there is essentially not enough atmosphere to have weather.
Okay, so if we were to, for example, descend on ropes from a flyer...
That would be a potential emergency thing, but you would be at some risk of downblast from the
death.
Engines. Part of the problem is you have about a quarter of a G, so you would need to be putting a certain amount of thrust out to do it.
I can get down, but I'm not sure anybody else can.
Hang on to your manly
armor? You cannot hang on to my bloody battle armour.
Can you inflate some crash mats and we'll jump?
There's got to be some way of landing.
How does one get down in such conditions? Who has the appropriate skill to know?
Well, the best bet at this point looks like landing as close as you can and then hiking.
Oh.
Yeah.
Take some shovels and things, and we can perhaps smooth out.
Good luck to the away team. Pity the poor sod to get that job.
Come on, Radish.
Oh, your red laundry is back, by the way, Dr. Radish.
Oh, thank you, Nick.
I sense we need somebody
who isn't that sort of scientist down there.
Yeah. I sense some sort of suit.
You insisted on wearing medical whites, but somebody accidentally washed their red shirt with it.
Medical
pinks, indeed.
Hunting pinks.
Yes.
So you basically... And so one option is to take an ATV part of the way, but you would have to abandon it at some stage anyway. Hmm. And your core choice really is... You have two different sorts of... environments that could do the job. One is the Svalin 6 hostile environment suit, which is basically a thick armoured space suit. The other is the Akunda exploration hard suit, which is, well, it's a hard suit. It's getting closer to being a vehicle. It is
more expensive, then. And is it a different skill to wear it?
Yes, crucially.
Because I've just pointed
you would ideally want Drive Walker for that, yes.
Okay, not got that one.
Though, yeah, you know.
My concern is can these suits
some of you do
freeze
have
up?
Defaults. Sorry, say again?
Can these suits freeze up? If
no,
we
they are designed for this sort of environment.
But if we have an emergency, how do we stand for emergency extraction?
Well, yeah, depending
we're
on the severity.
We're relying on a crazy pilot and some ropes again, aren't we?
Well, depending on the severity of the situation, that would be a possibility. Yes, it would be to be avoided except in an emergency because of the risk involved.
Yeah.
So, the Svalin has a 20-hour life support pack. The Okunda has 18.
Can I get away with my Guderian, please?
I'm not sure how rated that is for extreme low temperatures.
No.
How far are you saying we'd have to hike? And how long do we reckon this would take under these conditions?
So...
I mean, if we've got 18 hours.
I can't work under these conditions.
Probably at least 4 hours each way. And so you're looking at 10 or 12 hours. Plus, take a bit of safety margin as well. So if you're in the Svalins, you'd have 10 hours on site. If you're in the Okundas, it would be only 5.5.
Yeah, I'm thinking the Svalins might be better. Do they have anything like a replenishable power pack or oxygen supply or anything like that? Could supplies be dropped to us?
Potentially, yeah.
Okay, so that's one possible answer to an emergency or a need to stay longer then.
Mm.
So I think the walkers are a bit overkill. A bit out of the comfort zone for some of us.
Well, you have driving of other sorts of things skill, which would at least help.
To drive a car.
Yeah, so
on roller skates, I can drive it.
So you'd be looking at your drive other.
Which book has these, Roger?
This is the tech manual, which I put up a redacted version of at the same link.
You did, yes. Thank you.
Because they put one bit of GM information in there. Bastards.
Delightful.
Yeah, so the problem I've got is this is not my skill set at all. I am a zero-G marine.
I would say this is not a unique problem to you, Jethro. We've all got problems when it comes to what we're about to do.
Because none of us are Frosty the Snowman.
Yeah.
Although that may change.
Last time I did a... I think the last time I actually did an actual... insertion into an atmosphered world was the Academy. Okay, that's quite a long time ago now.
Okay,
but it worked, didn't it? It was all right.
Well, yeah.
Well, there you go. Excellent.
Obviously, what you want is finish Mountain Warfare records. Troops.
Obviously.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever done anything in... the cold.
Those bastards would just come skiing in, wouldn't they?
You're from Cornwall.
Tossing bottles of vodka back and forth, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
at full speed.
Despite it being an uninhabited planet, they managed to kill 12 Nazis on the way through.
It's not going to be a problem, because all being well, we won't experience any cold at all.
Yes, that is very true.
Yeah,
we can. God. So I don't know if you missed the bit. We can have supplies of extra power pack or oxygen or whatever dropped to us if necessary to extend the time we can.
Can
be
we
suits.
Also get the survival? Oh, I can't. It's not a pod
shelter.
No, yeah, that's it.
Some sort of shelter
on the ground. It's a shelter. It's not a. It's a pod in space. Yeah.
Yes. The question is whether you want to use your carrying capacity on that rather than something else.
Well,
or are you saying they should drop
to.
That as well?
Well, yeah. Wait.
Okay. So,
it's
so
not
as far
capacity,
as far
they
as
just
they can,
drop it on.
I'm thinking that we probably need some form of equipment.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, equipment is good.
A dropping thing. There's a word for it on terrestrial.
Parachute?
Intern?
That's not going to go well on a planet with frozen atmosphere, is it?
Well, no.
Well, it's got virtually no atmosphere.
Yeah, so not a parachute.
Not enough for weather.
Yeah, so it's minimal. There are these things called rockets, you see.
Can we use a grav chute like in Strontium Dog?
Sadly, no.
No gravitics.
If we could use a grav chute, we'd be going in on an air raft.
Oh, yeah. Fair point. Okay, yes.
Which basically could just hover 6 inches over the top of wherever it
or a very finely tuned time bomb.
Could we send a drone in?
You don't really have anything with the endurance.
If a drone can't make it,
we're not going to make it.
Yeah,
we'll make it. We've just got to walk for 4 hours.
We've got space drones. We've got small. Uh-huh. We've got small planetary drones that basically utilise atmosphere. What we've not got is anything that on a
useful
planet that has no atmosphere.
I can see it rising to the top of your brain.
Yeah.
So potentially they could drop a small inflatable shelter to you, and that would certainly make it easier to do things like recharging the suits.
Right. Mm-hmm. I think that's going to be.
They would be happiest with that if it's basically once you're on the ground, you say this is the spot where we would like it.
So we're not completely abandoned. We can get supply drops.
It kind of needs to be at the spot we're aiming to, doesn't it?
Mm.
We do.
Yeah, but also they would rather
style.
Have a report from the ground.
Sure,
rather
that's
than doing
fine,
it based on.
I would think a spare suit might be helpful.
If I'm using, say, an energy rifle, could I dial it down low enough to be able to just basically create a flat area?
If it is strictly ice, and if you can deal with the potentially explosive effects, yes.
But we don't know how much is ice and how much is rock.
You fire your laser at a piece of white crystalline stuff, and maybe it was water ice, in which case it might start to melt, or maybe it was oxygen, in which case kaboom, because it suddenly turns back to gas.
It's a pure potassium.
And you're not going to be in your regular outfit, are you? So,
no, I'm not wearing
it. You have to think through now. You can't just say, oh, I can take it.
So there's no weather, so we're not going to be in a blizzard or anything. What's the terrain like? And what's
grassy.
The gravity
spiky.
Like?
The gravity is about a quarter of a G.
Spiky.
Okay, so it shouldn't be that onerous a hike. Over
at this point, I just want to flash forward.
Dr. Radish swinging down a crevasse.
I mean, it is going to be very cold. So, you know, there's that, and we won't be able to.
And the very cold is basically anything you touch, but in the Svalin, you know, the suit is designed for that. You probably don't want to lean.
Ice weasels!
You probably don't want to sit down and lean back because suit radiators.
Yeah.
Right.
So no going back to back if we get attacked.
Yeah. Okay. Stay moving.
I think we can do this. We've got.
I'm stimulated by this. It's going to make a fascinating chapter for the sequel of my book.
That'll be fun.
Have you finished that book now?
Well, it's going to be a number of parts. All the best parts come in. All the best books come in trilogies now.
So what sort of extra gear do we think we want to bring along for the hike?
Those little Heaty Wheaties.
Breakfast cereal.
Heaty Wheaties. Are you sponsored
those
by
things that smell nice that you put in a microwave and they get hot?
Poodles.
Don't put a poodle in a microwave.
No, please don't. You know, a Heaty Wheaty. Alright, okay.
Now that there is
moving on.
Yeah, one thing that will make things slightly trickier is the suit's life supports are not really designed to be recharged in the field, so you can supply more air, but you're going to run out of sugary syrup to eat, drink, whatever.
And we don't want to open the. Okay,
I'm thinking of it being kind of an emergency situation that we're going to need to do this. Because frankly, we're not going to want to spend more than 18 hours in one of these suits.
Ideally not.
Yeah, they do have plumbing.
Why is everybody frozen?
And often it works.
Oh, you're back.
No, you are the one that's frozen.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Not at the price I'm paying for this internet.
Yeah.
So
it's still cheaper than bloody BT, the bastard.
So sorry.
Well, I'm not, but I'm with Zen. And they're very welcome to shower me with sponsorship deals. They're not going to, are they?
That seems their style, yeah.
No.
You never know. Yeah, one of our listener might be working for Zen.
To be fair,
I tell you, a guy came round to the door and he was trying to get me to sign up for Zen, and I thought, oh, well, I'm with Zen. He's like, really? And he was absolutely taken. Clearly, nobody had ever said that.
Not prepared for this.
Somebody tried to get you to sign up for Zen.
Yeah, they were coming around knocking on doors.
They came down to the door, blimey.
Normally, it's Virgin, you know, but I felt a bit sorry for him. It was exactly the kind of oik that you expect, you know, very polished shoes, suit that doesn't quite fit, and tie that isn't quite tied in a respectable knot.
Do you think
and
he
was
his
doing
job?
His best.
Underneath it, just a glimpse of a stripy jumper.
Any of them long.
Oh, my son tied his
picture of somebody else
yesterday.
Yeah.
And for technical reasons, I'll leave a copy of all your house keys.
Right, okay, basically,
we can do this.
We can't extend life support too long, so we'll just have to not fuck it up.
Yeah.
But
always a prime plan, Doctor.
They can drop a bivvy, and we can get in there and chow down on nutrient paste until we're ready to clamber up the old ropeys. So, you know, if we get in trouble.
Drop, quick hike.
We need some
place to camp.
What do you actually have to bring with you?
Yeah, some like ice picks or miniature mining lasers or some kind of something to melt ice other than Gizmo's explosive devices.
I think some grenades would actually be useful.
Yeah, it works very well in the thing.
But we have to bear in mind that, yes, there could be catastrophic results from using it, but I figure that a grenade, at least trying to throw it as far as possible.
So I'm happy to take down explosives.
Of course you are. You're happy to take explosives down to the mess hall.
Happy to take down whole civilizations if you've got the opportunity.
So just reference the standard climbing kit, which is, you know, pitons, 100 metres of rope, and so on.
Bollocks of that.
Is 2 kilos.
Right.
And the jetpack
is... there any
is...
power in this too, or is it just we've just got our own strength?
It is not power assisted.
Good God.
And is presumably cumbersome and rather heavy.
It's nothing like as heavy as the Akunda, which is powered.
Okay,
but it has to be.
The Akunda, you couldn't move in it if it wasn't powered.
You've got to drive an Akunda.
Yeah, get stuck in that, and presumably you're becoming a statue, just a monument to mankind's folly as we all head off back into space.
Yeah.
3D print a little plaque for you, though, Doctor. I presume it would be you.
Yeah, I'd like the way you... Hey, I hope you're enjoying the new implants you barely noticed getting inserted.
So if there's basically no atmosphere...
control.
That, to me, suggests drones are probably not viable.
No.
Apparently not.
Yeah.
Well, not unless we use crawlers and stuff, which would...
But it's very by the time
we basically put them down and they got there, we probably will be in several systems ahead.
Yeah.
But
this planet,
this
planet has finally vindicated my grandmother's frequent refrain that it's too cold to snow, which never made any sense to me, but actually.
Sorry, Roger, what was that 2 kilos limit for? I missed that part.
That was the standard climbing kit.
Ah, cool. I suggest between us, we take an excavating kit.
Some kind of diggy hole.
Which is 20 kilos.
So is that mechanical, or is that people-powered?
It's picks and shovels, yeah.
Oh, okay. Like entrenching tool kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if there's potentially things in the ice...
Yes,
then
because of the way they've laid out this book...
Say it.
The label locksmith kit is right next to the bloody great pickaxe.
Yes,
I love do it. Love that. It's one of my favourite bits.
Shim, can you not say things like "in the ice" in an ominous way?
Sorry, I mean...
Under the ice.
Under the ice. There are potentially things in the ice.
Have you read any Lovecraft, should... Nick?
Someone on the wing.
Anyone?
Darling, it's better. Don't worry, it's wetter. Take it from me.
It's not wet.
No, please take it from me. Please take it from me.
You're bolder to get rid of colder.
So, yeah, because if we need to try and dig out, you know, a signal beacon or something that's been left there or whatever, we may want
to. I don't think we should go interfering with signal beacons, but, you know.
Yeah.
It's my desire not to get invaded.
There is some kind of, I can't remember what it's called. Do you want to take a...
Bovril?
Imager or similar?
Oh, yes.
I've got one. Bovril, certainly.
I've got one.
Yeah, great. What is the standard repairing your suit in emergencies kit?
gaffer tape,
right,
just like slap patches or something.
Yeah, gaffer tape, so the suit comes as standard with 6 stick kits, which are basically adhesive patches.
Yeah,
you could carry more if you wanted to.
No, that seems fine.
I could do with a hedgehog.
I'm just looking at this box label, suit punctures and exposure here. No, no reason.
Can I put a heads up display on my suit, please? Otherwise, all of my nice guns that all have the imaging site don't work.
Well, I mean that's obviously why you should get it implanted the way Mason has.
No way. Look who did it.
I should point out your cybernetics are only good to minus 10 degrees Celsius.
Yeah, but it's not going to be minus 10 in the suit, is it?
No. Oh, no, you'll freeze to death long before your cybernetics.
I mean, I'm not
good at
minus 10 degrees. If I'm gonna...
Yeah, I mean, it's a solid helmet, so it shouldn't be hard to fit that in.
Yeah, cool.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing, Roger, is obviously in zero G, me flying around with the jets or whatever is back suit. I'm going to go out on a limb and say it might not be on the planet side.
I'm not sure your maneuver jets are going to produce enough thrust to get you off the surface anyway.
Yeah. But can I? Yeah. So, and then presumably anything more powerful than that is starting to be actually not non-vac suit.
Also, I mean, again, in zero G, the weight of the gas thruster backpack is not significant.
No.
Whereas if you're carrying it around...
It's true, we can carry loads. We can carry 4 times that of a normal man. We're basically ants.
You could strap unreasonable numbers of patches to yourself.
If the terrain was slightly better, maybe we could take a pulk or two, but I don't know.
Mm.
How broken is it? Ladders, so we can get across crevasses.
Mm. Something to get across
ladders, and while we've got the ladders, of course, we need a chamois and a bucket.
Presumably, we can get a detailed topographical survey between where we're going to land and where we're going.
Can get that uploaded to my head.
But there's no atmosphere; you can't play the banjo.
Well, yeah, you can, but nobody else can hear it.
Yeah, in space, no one can hear the
banjo. So you can pick it up through the vibrations through your suit. Yeah.
Yeah, if I touch you with my banjo.
If I just started making sort of banjo noises.
Do not touch anybody with your banjo.
I could broadcast it to everybody because I've got a built-in subdermal.
Nay.
There we go.
Okay,
can be going ding 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 ding.
What you need is a special suit which has a banjo container built in, so your hands are on the banjo inside your suit.
The standard equipment list.
Can we pick a route that doesn't involve us going through anywhere particularly high or particularly low? What are the chances of that?
Yeah, and certainly you've got reasonably good radar terrain mapping, and you can get a minimum time, minimum hazard.
Oh, yeah, we would like to avoid obviously thin areas of ice.
Can I just say, Jethro is feeling really, really, really worried about this whole thing.
Feeling a bit naked. Fine.
This is not his. You know,
done this times.
You normally stand there like, you know, you've turned up to a child's party, but in a Saracen or something. But now I feel you're very much out of your comfort zone.
Very, very much out of my comfort zone. I knew I should have, I could have taken, drive suit. I should have taken
dry suit.
You've got a vaccine. Got a vaccine. It's fine. I've got loads of vaccine.
We can do this. Let's go.
Yes. Vaccine on my ears.
What are our main objectives? Just investigating this weird
thing. Don't die.
Don't die.
Find the light, don't die, come back.
Specifically for this mission rather than just for every mission?
I think try and determine the nature of the light.
If indeed.
If it's some kind of phenomena, analyze it, bring back samples. Yes, indeed. And if it is artificial in nature, then respond accordingly to the situation.
Well, try not to start an interstellar war.
People who can respond accordingly to a situation.
So, the other thing I would like to do, and this is possibly just a Jethro specific, is when we get to probably the closest where those who actually have the skill in planetary science tell me that it's that I'm safe to do so, I want to actually create a landing area.
I'm going to stand way back from you when you're doing that. Yep. After having been told that the entire planet is potentially explosive and there could be a chain reaction for all we know.
The whole planet is made of oxygen.
No.
Well, what was that adventure with the hydrogen? It's got a pure hydrogen atmosphere, which is fine as long as no oxygen is introduced at all.
Yes, exactly.
Well, I say it's fine. It also just leaks in through anything.
Everything.
Yeah, mind you, I've seen settings. Here is this planet for the players to go to, and nothing special happens there. And you look it up and realise, hang on, this is twice the oxygen partial pressure of Earth. Yeah, do not smoke because each cigarette will last about 2 seconds.
Don't move because any sparks you get off.
This is why no 1950s sci-fi explorers could ever land there.
Okay, you could have
my pipe is on fire.
Light them if you've got them.
No, don't light them. You can have a pure oxygen atmosphere on a world of frozen hydrogen.
As long as you're very careful how much you eat it. Yes.
No.
Yeah, and that's perfect for an adventure.
Campfire. Do you not see a potential issue?
Yes, absolutely. But you can have the world. I've just checked the melting points.
The scientists were too busy seeing if they could do it.
54.36 Kelvin for oxygen, 14.01 Kelvin for hydrogen.
It's a bit chilly, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great. But you can just warm yourself up with a nice campfire.
Just the way around, it'll be a hydrogen. So it'll have a hydrogen atmosphere with solid oxygen.
Not convinced, actually. Anyway,
but wouldn't the friction of moving around just melt some of the?
Probably.
And then,
but I'm sure it'll be fine.
All the nitrogen will get in the way anyway. So
we're going to be
nastier nitrogen.
Put down approximately. Was it 4 kilometres or?
It was about one kilometre, I think. Yeah. Mark. Roger said 1 kilometre. Half a kilometre.
Well,
still takes 4 hours.
I don't have a scale on either of the maps here, but it's given us about a 4-hour walk.
Yeah. Okay.
It's 300 meters.
Yeah.
But it's really bad.
So yeah. The landing goes smoothly enough, and they're going to wait on the surface basically for quick response in case of emergency. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's several of you have been on light gravity worlds before, probably. It's
don't
weird,
like it.
But it's not hard to do.
Don't like it.
You just need to remember.
It's going
to
be like this the whole way.
You don't run very, very fast because stopping is challenging.
Right. Slow and steady. Just keep things
slight bit straightforward. It's like having your jets pointed in the same direction all
Look
the
at
time.
That terrain, Jethro. It's fascinating. Have you ever seen such contours?
No, don't really want to.
No.
So you
don't
got
perhaps
Nicole
like it.
Could show you her contours if you play your cards. Right.
Do they have it on New Cornwall?
He's just going to grumble the entire way there.
Yep.
That sunset, I've never seen anything like it. Fascinating.
Yeah, weirdly magenta.
Ghastly, wasn't it?
Can't spare.
Also, I believe permanent, because I think it's tidally locked.
Okay.
A permanent sunset. Excellent vacation spot, wouldn't you say, Jethro?
If it's locked, then
if looks could kill, radish sunrise. Actually, as is always, sun, with Jethro,
depends where we are on the planet.
To be fair,
does
as
it
is
though?
Always,
because it's got to be a spin involved, hasn't there? To be the sunset or sunrise.
No, it'll just there won't be any spin.
Because it isn't setting.
No, the marketing department took over.
All right, okay. It looks like a sun thing.
No, it doesn't.
Meanwhile, up on the ship, we are never sending them out anywhere again.
I'm
least,
half a mile,
not
a fist fight right
across
now,
two crevasses with Mason.
So it the first 45 minutes go fairly smoothly. It starts off relatively flattish trade, and it gradually becomes more broken.
The first 45 minutes.
I hate you, Rabbit.
And the second.
And then you see a fissure, or crevasse, if you prefer.
Bloody hell! How can he be? Oh, right.
I also.
That's the main reason why I say crevasse.
So it's it's quite irregular. Narrows point is probably about 6 meters wide.
Oh.
So we can drip
we can jump there, can't we? In this gravity.
You can find out.
Potentially, yes.
Can you survive the landing?
Well, we've got our jetpacks on, haven't we?
No.
Jetpack?
An excellent plan, sir. Have you been two main drops?
So, one thing you'd be aware of, I mean, it's certainly not impossible. It would need a fairly good athletics dex roll. Basically, it's quite difficult to get the traction to get up to speed, and then, as you say, on the other side, you don't really have any choice about where you land or when, or...
Or if you stop moving.
And what you're then hitting into as you're stopping.
To jump over with a space rope, and then we can all pull across.
Mm-hmm. Well, you certainly have plenty of space rope.
We have space rope
enough to hang ourselves.
Can we?
Did we bring a long?
How long?
It's very hard
thing?
To hang ourselves in there.
Did we bring a long enough ladder?
6 meter ladder?
No.
Seems unlikely.
No.
Even an experienced dungeoneering party.
I mean, if we had one that long, would it be?
We have a ladder, we just don't have a ladder that long.
Yeah.
Because Mason was going through.
Three. Yeah, we've got Mason. Ladders, we said that.
Grappling hook?
How long is the actual thing? I mean, we've had a quick survey done.
Yeah, I mean, you could go around towards the ends, but that would take longer than bridging, it seems likely to.
How deep
so
is
did
it?
Did we not pick up this 30. Fissure on the topography scan?
Yes.
So what did we plan to do? So Blades of the Dark style, let's say what we plan to do.
Jump it on a motorcycle then.
Yeah, they didn't tell you Evel Knievel was filming all those great jumps on the moon.
Are there protuberances, not a word you get to use very often,
well, it is cold.
That we could get a rope onto?
Potentially, yep.
And what's the plan then? Are you thinking of one person goes across just with the rope?
Well,
and
who's
then
the
we,
most athletic of
we
us?
Build up a sort of two-rope bridge or something, secure it properly.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
If it's low gravity, getting across on a rope shouldn't be too bad.
If you can lasso effectively.
Yeah, that's exactly
well, the main problem is, main problem is maintaining attention with something where you're not sure what the hell's going on at the other end.
We need some kind of very heavy weapon. Yeah, okay, I see what you mean. Yeah.
So, you know, if there's an obvious, you know, big spike of something that we can,
if there's something we can
hook a rope
over,
round,
yeah.
For example.
That doesn't float off somewhere.
Then perhaps, but...
Well,
pole vault.
I think this calls for athletics dex.
Not from Dr. Radish, it doesn't.
Who's good at athletics?
No. I haven't got athletics,
I've got it as zero, but...
I'd be a minus
once
one
again,
on this role.
The dream team shows the word.
So, jack of all trades, you say? I've got it at zero. Okay. I've got it at zero.
What's your dex?
My dex is 8. So it's plus 0.
Might I suggest that despite your enthusiasm, you may not be the right man for this job.
Who's the most dexterous among us?
I've got a plus 1.
Yay, Jethro!
Have you got athletic 0, though? Because that's
I've got
the
athletic 0.
Okay,
well, we'll do. We've got a rope tied round you, presumably. You're not.
Yes, as well as the rope that we're thinking of throwing out.
Exactly.
Yes.
So he's not.
See if we can get a rope over there in the first place.
So is there anywhere that we think? Okay, so let's spend a bit of time doing a bit of analysis.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Possibly even jumping up and looking down and getting a scan or whatever.
Yeah. Well, we've got the scan. I can bring
that
up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
come on, Jethro. That one there, look.
I don't think any of you can
see. Okay, let's see what happens.
Yeah, when they were making this radar topography scan from wood, you're pretty sure there were fewer floozies in it, but, you know. Space floozies,
that
obviously.
One that looks like your mother. Oh, sorry, that burn was just meant to heat you up.
Oh, dear. Okay, and with that, I run away from...
They'll never found your body. You know?
I run away from Radish straight over
so,
the top of
suit punctures and exposure... I'm suggesting the dex roll will be to lasso us as protrusion on the other side.
You're not having to jump through.
Okay,
but
so,
we have got, just in case something goes badly wrong, have rope tied to him anyway.
So athletics dex, I get a grand total of 9.
Okay, maybe not the best option, but it seems to be reasonably solid.
Yeah,
that's good enough, isn't it?
Who's our
the worst that can happen is that you'll get like halfway, it'll give out, and then you'll swing on a sort of pendulum directly into a load of sharp crystals.
Very slowly into some sharp crystal. Mm. That was
probably
some excellent lasso work, Jethro. Well done. Who was that vac-suited stranger?
Jethro.
Well, I'm
it's a bit hard to tell.
He's got his
Does
name
anyone
on
else
his suit.
Go to my cinema nights with the Lone Ranger? Buffalo.
Well,
so
it was a cowboy.
If he'd gone with the Lone Ranger, then he
now,
would have
been alone, is the gun that has the grenade launcher on it?
What's he called? The Cloned Ranger.
How about you could go to jump and then blast yourself over with a grenade launcher?
And then you get to fire a grenade at the rest of us.
Yeah. It's a win-win.
Move to one side. Yeah. But he had some sort of shield that would deflect the blast from you, and that would then push you...
Are we in Dune? Actually,
you have invented rudimentary rocketry.
We're in pretty much the opposite of Dune,
yeah,
as far as I can tell.
let us try getting somebody across this road.
Again,
who's the most athletic of us?
Yeah,
we have got a rope.
We hold on to the rope that holds Jethro.
I will tie it off. Okay, so at this end, I'm more than happy to tie it off and make sure it's damn tight. It's the end where I've lassoed that I'm a really...
Sure. Somebody also needs to hang on to, you know, your rope as well.
And obviously, you've got
actually
there is a rescue rope that the two of you can...
Yeah, I mean, really the question is whether you would rather fall 30 metres onto needle-sharp spikes or... fall only 6 metres at an angle onto the needle sharp spikes on the side of the crevasse.
Indeed.
But to resolve that, we will come back next time.
Oh.
There we are.
Thank you, Robert.
What a cliffhanger.
So I am not here next week.
Yep.
Oh dear, and that answers the question of how successful you are.
Yeah, so Roger has my character sheet.
It's true.
Can you let me know
if I die? Can you print it out to rip it up, Roger, or are you just going to delete the file?
Please. I don't rip up character sheets. I have a perfectly good lighter.
Oh, dear.
Well.
It was lovely knowing you all.
Thank you.
Again, to be determined, I mean, if Shib feels like running, or we can go either way, whatever.
Yeah, okay. Fingers crossed.
Lovely. Thank you.
Hey, that's really good. Thank you, Roger. Thanks for stepping up the old thing.
Sarah.
Thank you. Cheers.
That was brilliant.
See you next time.
Cheers. Bye, everybody.
Bye.